17. The Teacher's Guide to Classroom Management. By Lee Cantor. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher's Guide to Classroom Management by Lee Cantor is a comprehensive guide for teachers on how to effectively manage their classrooms. The book provides strategies and techniques that can be used in any classroom setting, from elementary school through college. It covers topics such as developing positive relationships with students, creating an effective learning environment, managing student behavior, and dealing with difficult situations. Cantor begins the book by discussing the importance of establishing a positive relationship between teacher and student. He emphasizes the need for teachers to show respect for their students while also maintaining authority in the classroom. He then goes on to discuss different methods of teaching that can help create an effective learning environment, including cooperative learning activities, using visual aids, providing feedback and reinforcement, and incorporating technology into instruction. Cantor then moves on to discuss ways of managing student behavior both proactively, through prevention, and reactively, by responding appropriately when misbehavior occurs. He outlines various strategies such as setting clear expectations for behavior, using logical consequences, implementing rules fairly, recognizing good behavior, addressing issues promptly, involving parents or guardians when necessary, utilizing timeout procedures if needed, and understanding why certain behaviors occur. Finally, Cantor addresses some common challenges faced by teachers, such as dealing with disruptive students or those who are not motivated to learn. He offers advice on how best to handle these situations, including being patient yet firm in your approach while still showing empathy towards the student's situation. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into how best manage classrooms so that all students have a successful educational experience. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing rules and procedures. Establishing clear rules and procedures is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to create an environment where students understand expectations and can focus on learning. Main idea number 2. Establishing consequences. Establishing consequences for inappropriate behavior is an important part of classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the consequences of their actions and encourages them to make better choices. Main idea number 3. Establishing routines. Establishing routines in the classroom helps to create a sense of order and structure. It also helps to reduce distractions and allows students to focus on learning. Main idea number 4. Establishing positive relationships. Establishing positive relationships with students is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to create an environment of trust and respect, which can lead to better student engagement and learning. Main idea number 5. Establishing classroom climate. Establishing a positive classroom climate is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to create an environment where students feel safe and respected, which can lead to better student engagement and learning. Main idea number 6. Establishing classroom expectations. Establishing clear expectations for students is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand what is expected of them and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 7. Establishing classroom procedures. Establishing clear procedures for the classroom is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand how to behave and what is expected of them, which can lead to better student engagement and learning. Main idea number 8. Establishing classroom rules. Establishing clear rules for the classroom is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand what is expected of them and encourages them to follow the rules. Main idea number 9. Establishing classroom discipline. Establishing a system of discipline in the classroom is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the consequences of their actions and encourages them to make better choices. Main idea number 10. Establishing classroom management strategies. Establishing effective classroom management strategies is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 11. Establishing classroom management plans. Establishing a plan for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 12. Establishing classroom management systems. Establishing a system for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 13. Establishing classroom management techniques. Establishing effective classroom management techniques is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 14. Establishing classroom management styles. Establishing a style of classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 15. Establishing classroom management resources. Establishing resources for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 16. Establishing classroom management tools. Establishing tools for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 17. Establishing classroom management practices. Establishing effective classroom management practices is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 18. Establishing classroom management strategies. Establishing strategies for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 19. Establishing classroom management systems. Establishing systems for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main idea number 20. Establishing classroom management programs. Establishing programs for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing rules and procedures is an important part of classroom management. It helps to create a safe, orderly environment where students can focus on learning. Clear expectations should be communicated to students in the form of written rules and procedures that are posted in the classroom. These should include expectations for behavior, consequences for misbehavior, and rewards for positive behavior. It is also important to provide explicit instruction on how these rules and procedures will be implemented. This includes teaching students appropriate behaviors as well as providing opportunities for practice with feedback from teachers or peers. Additionally, it is essential that all staff members consistently enforce the same set of rules and procedures so that there is no confusion among students. Finally, it is important to review the established rules and procedures regularly with your class so they remain fresh in their minds. This can help ensure that everyone understands what is expected of them at all times. Main idea number 2. Establishing consequences for inappropriate behavior is an essential part of classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the consequences of their actions and encourages them to make better choices. Consequences should be tailored to fit the individual student, as well as the situation at hand. For example, if a student is disruptive in class, they may receive a warning or have points deducted from their grade. However, if they are caught cheating on an exam, more serious disciplinary action may be necessary. When establishing consequences for misbehavior, it is important to consider both positive and negative reinforcement techniques. Positive reinforcement can include verbal praise or reward, such as extra credit when appropriate behaviors are exhibited. Negative reinforcement involves imposing punishments such as detention or suspension when unacceptable behaviors occur. It is also important to remember that consequences should not only focus on punishing bad behavior but also rewarding good behavior. This will help create an environment where students feel encouraged and motivated to do their best work. Main idea number 3. Establishing routines in the classroom is an important part of creating a successful learning environment. Routines help to create order and structure, which can reduce distractions and allow students to focus on their studies. By establishing clear expectations for behavior, teachers can ensure that students understand what is expected of them and are able to follow through with those expectations. Additionally, having consistent routines helps to build trust between teacher and student as well as among peers. When setting up routines in the classroom, it's important for teachers to be explicit about what they expect from their students. This includes outlining specific behaviors such as raising hands before speaking or following directions quickly when given tasks. It also means providing clear consequences for not following these rules so that students know exactly what will happen if they don't comply. Finally, it's essential that teachers remain consistent with enforcing these rules so that all students understand the importance of following them. By taking the time to establish effective routines in the classroom, teachers can create an environment where everyone feels safe and respected while still being productive learners. With consistency and clarity around expectations, both teacher and student will benefit from a more organized learning experience. Main idea number 4. Establishing positive relationships with students is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to create an environment of trust and respect, which can lead to better student engagement and learning. Positive relationships between teachers and students are built on mutual respect, open communication, clear expectations, and consistent reinforcement of appropriate behavior. Teachers should strive to get to know their students as individuals by taking the time to listen carefully when they speak, asking questions about their interests or hobbies outside of school, and providing individualized feedback. When teachers take the time to build strong relationships with their students, it can have a profound impact on how well those students learn in class. Students who feel respected by their teacher will be more likely to participate in class discussions or activities without fear of judgment or criticism. They may also be more willing to ask questions if they don't understand something because they know that their teacher will respond positively rather than negatively. Positive relationships between teachers and students also help foster a sense of community within the classroom setting. When everyone feels like part of a team working together towards common goals, then there is less likelihood for disruptive behaviors such as bullying or fighting among classmates. Ultimately, establishing positive relationships with your students is key for creating an effective learning environment where all members feel safe and supported while striving towards academic success. Main idea number 5. Establishing a positive classroom climate is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to create an environment where students feel safe and respected, which can lead to better student engagement and learning. To do this, teachers should strive to build relationships with their students by getting to know them as individuals and showing genuine interest in their lives outside of the classroom. Teachers should also set clear expectations for behavior that are consistently enforced, while providing appropriate rewards or consequences when necessary. Creating a positive atmosphere also involves creating an inviting physical space in the classroom. This includes making sure there is enough room for all students to move around comfortably, having adequate lighting and ventilation, displaying interesting visuals on the walls or bulletin boards, and providing comfortable seating options such as bean bags or cushions. Finally, it's important for teachers to be aware of how they interact with their students during class time. They should use language that is respectful yet firm when addressing misbehavior, avoid sarcasm, provide praise whenever possible, listen actively, give feedback regularly, ask open-ended questions that encourage critical thinking skills, and make sure everyone has a chance to participate. Main idea number 6. Establishing classroom expectations is an important part of creating a positive learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand what is expected of them and encourages them to meet those expectations. When setting expectations, it's important to be clear and consistent in your communication with students. Explain the rules and consequences for not following them, as well as any rewards or incentives for meeting the expectations. Make sure that all students are aware of the rules so there can be no confusion about what is expected. It's also helpful to involve students in establishing classroom expectations by asking their input on how they think things should work in the classroom. This will help create a sense of ownership among your students and make them more likely to follow through with the established guidelines. Additionally, you may want to review these expectations periodically throughout the year so that everyone remains on track. By taking time at the beginning of each school year, or semester, to establish clear classroom expectations, you can set yourself up for success when it comes time for teaching and learning activities later on down the road. Main idea number 7. Establishing classroom procedures is an important part of creating a successful learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations for their behavior and how they should interact with each other in the classroom. Clear procedures also help to reduce distractions, which can lead to improved student engagement and better learning outcomes. When establishing classroom procedures, it is important to be clear about what you expect from your students. This includes setting rules for appropriate behavior, such as raising hands before speaking or refraining from talking when others are speaking. You should also provide instructions on how tasks will be completed and explain any consequences for not following the rules. It is also helpful to create a system of rewards and incentives that encourage positive behaviors in the classroom. For example, you could offer extra credit points or special privileges for completing assignments on time or participating actively in class discussions. These rewards can help motivate students to follow your expectations. Finally, it is essential that you consistently enforce your established procedures so that students know what behaviors are expected of them at all times. If necessary, take some time during class sessions to review these expectations with your students so everyone remains aware of them. Main idea number 8. Establishing classroom rules is an important part of creating a positive learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand what is expected of them and encourages them to follow the rules. Rules should be clear, concise, and consistent so that all students can easily understand them. They should also be age-appropriate and relevant to the subject matter being taught in the classroom. When establishing classroom rules, it's important to involve your students in the process. Ask for their input on what they think would make a good rule or two for the class. This will help foster ownership over their own behavior as well as respect for each other's opinions. Additionally, it gives you insight into how your students view certain behaviors, which can help inform your decisions when setting up expectations. Once you have established some basic guidelines with your students, take time to review these regularly throughout the year so everyone remains aware of what is expected from them in terms of behavior and conduct within the classroom environment. Main idea number 9. Establishing a system of classroom discipline is an important part of creating a positive learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the consequences of their actions and encourages them to make better choices. A well-structured disciplinary system should be based on clear expectations, consistent enforcement, and appropriate rewards for good behavior. When setting up your classroom discipline plan, it's important to consider the age and maturity level of your students. Younger children may need more structure than older ones, while some students may require individualized plans tailored to their specific needs. Additionally, you should strive to create an atmosphere where mistakes are seen as opportunities for growth rather than punishments. It's also essential that you communicate your expectations clearly from the start so that there is no confusion about what behaviors are acceptable in class. You can do this by providing written rules or guidelines at the beginning of each school year or semester and reviewing them regularly with your students. Finally, it's important to remember that establishing effective classroom discipline takes time and patience. As long as you remain consistent in enforcing your rules and provide appropriate rewards for good behavior, you will eventually see results. Main idea number 10. Establishing effective classroom management strategies is essential for creating a positive learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Classroom management strategies should be tailored to each individual class, as different classes may require different approaches. When establishing classroom management strategies, it is important to consider the age of the students, their level of maturity, and any special needs they may have. Additionally, teachers should take into account any cultural or language differences among their students when developing these strategies. Teachers can also use research-based methods such as cooperative learning activities and behavior contracts in order to create an atmosphere where all students feel safe and respected. It is also important for teachers to set clear rules and consequences from the beginning of the school year so that there are no surprises later on down the line. Rules should be discussed with students at regular intervals throughout the year so that everyone remains aware of what is expected in terms of behavior and academic performance. Finally, it is essential for teachers to model appropriate behaviors themselves in order for their classroom management strategies to be successful. By setting a good example through consistent enforcement of rules and respect towards all members of the class, teachers can help foster an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear. Main idea number 11. Establishing a classroom management plan is an important step in creating an effective learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. A good plan should include clear rules, consequences for breaking the rules, and rewards for following them. Additionally, it should provide guidance on how to handle disruptive behavior and how to respond when students are not meeting expectations. The plan should be discussed with all stakeholders involved in the classroom, including teachers, administrators, parents/guardians, and students. This will help ensure everyone understands what is expected of them as well as their role in helping create a positive learning environment. The plan should also be reviewed regularly so that any changes or updates can be made if needed. Creating a successful classroom management plan requires time and effort, but it is worth it in order to create an effective learning environment where all students feel safe and respected while still being held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 12. Establishing a system for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. A good classroom management system should include clear rules, consistent consequences, and positive reinforcement strategies. Rules should be clearly stated in language that is easy for students to understand and follow. Consequences should be applied consistently so that all students know what will happen if they do not follow the rules. Positive reinforcement strategies can help motivate students by providing rewards when they demonstrate appropriate behavior. In addition to establishing a system of rules and consequences, it is important to create an environment where learning can take place effectively. This includes creating an atmosphere of respect between teachers and students as well as among peers in the class. Teachers should also provide opportunities for student participation through activities such as group work or discussions which allow everyone's voice to be heard. Finally, it is important for teachers to model appropriate behavior themselves so that their expectations are clear from the start. By setting up a strong foundation of classroom management systems at the beginning of each school year, teachers can ensure that their classrooms remain orderly throughout the year. Main idea number 13. Establishing effective classroom management techniques is essential for creating a positive learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Classroom management techniques can include setting clear rules and consequences, providing structure and routines, using positive reinforcement strategies, encouraging student participation in decision-making processes, and establishing consistent communication with parents. When developing classroom management techniques, it is important to consider the age of your students as well as their individual needs. For example, younger children may need more frequent reminders about expected behaviors, while older students may be able to handle more complex rules or procedures. Additionally, it is important to provide opportunities for feedback from both teachers and students so that any issues can be addressed quickly. Finally, it is important to remember that classroom management should not just focus on discipline but also on building relationships between teachers and students. Establishing an atmosphere of mutual respect will help create a safe learning environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Main idea number 14. Establishing a style of classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. A successful classroom management style should be tailored to fit the individual needs of each student, as well as the overall goals of the class. This can include setting clear rules and consequences, providing positive reinforcement when appropriate, and creating an environment where students feel safe and respected. When establishing a classroom management style, it is important to consider how best to communicate with your students. Effective communication involves listening carefully to what they have to say while also making sure that you are conveying your own expectations clearly. Additionally, it is important for teachers to remain consistent in their approach so that students know what behavior will be accepted or not accepted in the classroom. It is also beneficial for teachers to provide opportunities for feedback from both themselves and their students throughout the school year. This allows everyone involved in teaching and learning activities within the classroom environment an opportunity to voice their opinions on how things are going or suggest changes if needed. Finally, it is important for teachers to establish relationships with their students based on mutual respect. When this happens, there tends to be more cooperation between teacher and student, which leads towards better academic performance by all involved. Main idea number 15. Establishing classroom management resources is an important step in creating a successful learning environment. By providing students with the tools they need to understand and meet expectations, teachers can ensure that their classrooms are well managed and conducive to learning. Resources such as rules, procedures, consequences, reward systems, and communication strategies should be clearly outlined for students so that they know what is expected of them. In addition to outlining expectations for student behavior, it is also important to provide resources that will help students develop self-discipline and responsibility. This could include activities or discussions about problem-solving skills or conflict resolution techniques. It may also involve teaching students how to set goals and work towards achieving them. By helping students learn these skills early on in their educational journey, teachers can create a positive atmosphere where everyone feels respected. Finally, establishing classroom management resources should not be seen as a one-time event but rather an ongoing process of review and refinement. As new challenges arise or changes occur within the school community, it is important for teachers to adjust their approach accordingly in order to maintain effective classroom management. Main idea number 16. Establishing classroom management tools is an important part of creating a successful learning environment. These tools help to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Classroom management tools can include things like rules, procedures, routines, and consequences for not following the rules. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement when students follow the rules or complete tasks successfully. When establishing classroom management tools, it is important to be clear about what you expect from your students. Make sure that all of your expectations are clearly stated in writing so that there is no confusion among your students as to what they should do in different situations. Additionally, make sure that any consequences for not following the rules are fair and consistent across all students. It is also essential to create a safe learning environment where everyone feels respected and valued regardless of their background or beliefs. This will help foster an atmosphere of trust between teachers and students, which will lead to better engagement in class activities. Finally, it's important to remember that classroom management isn't just about setting up systems but also about building relationships with your students. Take time each day for informal conversations with individual students or small groups so you can get to know them better on a personal level. Main idea number 17. Establishing effective classroom management practices is essential for creating an environment where students can learn and thrive. It helps to ensure that expectations are clear, consistent, and understood by all students. Classroom management practices should be tailored to the individual needs of each class, as well as the overall goals of the school or district. When establishing classroom management practices, it is important to consider both proactive strategies such as setting up a positive learning environment and providing appropriate rewards for good behavior, as well as reactive strategies such as responding quickly and consistently when misbehavior occurs. Additionally, teachers should strive to create a safe learning space in which all students feel respected and valued. It is also important for teachers to communicate their expectations clearly with their students so that they understand what behaviors are expected of them in the classroom. This includes discussing rules at the beginning of each year or semester, modeling desired behaviors during instruction time, reinforcing positive behavior through praise or other reward systems, and addressing any inappropriate behavior immediately. By taking these steps towards establishing effective classroom management practices in your own classrooms, you will help create an atmosphere conducive to learning where everyone feels respected and supported. Main idea number 18. Establishing classroom management strategies is an important part of creating a successful learning environment. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Strategies should be tailored to the individual needs of each class, as well as the overall goals for student learning. Some common strategies include setting clear rules and consequences, providing positive reinforcement when students follow directions, using consistent discipline techniques, and encouraging active participation in class activities. When establishing classroom management strategies, it is important to consider how they will be implemented in practice. This includes deciding on appropriate rewards for following directions or completing tasks successfully, determining what types of disciplinary action are necessary if rules are broken, and ensuring that all students have access to resources needed for success. Additionally, teachers should strive to create an atmosphere where mistakes can be made without fear of punishment or ridicule. Finally, it is essential that teachers regularly review their classroom management strategies with their students so everyone understands what is expected from them. This allows teachers to adjust their approach if needed while also helping students become more aware of their own behavior and its impact on others. Main idea number 19. Establishing systems for classroom management is essential for effective classroom management. It helps to ensure that students understand the expectations and encourages them to meet those expectations. Classroom management systems should be tailored to each individual class, taking into account the age of the students, their learning styles, and any special needs they may have. The system should also include clear rules and consequences for breaking those rules. The teacher should take time at the beginning of each school year or semester to explain these rules and consequences in detail so that all students are aware of what is expected from them. This will help create a positive learning environment where everyone knows what is expected of them and can work together towards achieving common goals. In addition, teachers need to provide consistent feedback on student performance throughout the year so that they know how well they are doing in meeting expectations. This feedback can come in many forms such as verbal praise or corrective comments when needed. Finally, it's important for teachers to model appropriate behavior themselves by following their own set of rules. Main idea number 20. Establishing classroom management programs is an important step in creating a successful learning environment. These programs help to ensure that students understand the expectations of the classroom and provide them with clear guidelines for behavior. By establishing these programs, teachers can create a positive atmosphere where students feel safe and respected while also encouraging them to meet their academic goals. Classroom management programs should include rules and procedures that are clearly communicated to all students. This helps to ensure that everyone understands what is expected of them and how they should behave in class. Additionally, it allows teachers to set consequences for misbehavior so that students know what will happen if they do not follow the rules. In addition, classroom management programs should include strategies for dealing with difficult behaviors or situations as they arise. Teachers need to be prepared with appropriate responses when issues come up so that they can address problems quickly and effectively without disrupting instruction time or student learning. Finally, it is important for teachers to review their classroom management program regularly in order to make sure it is still effective and relevant. As new challenges arise or changes occur within the school community, teachers may need to adjust their approach accordingly. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.